It was a fantastic turnout at number 2 Sports Ground on the weekend. Our W League Jets women took on Melbourne City for the first game of the season. We had a few chances at goals, but managed to keep the game afloat at 1-1.
And there's a lot of excitement, actually, about the way the women Jets performed and what that means for the season ahead. Cassidy Davis is here, co-captain of the Jets W League side. Hi, Cassidy. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How did it feel to get the season underway?
Yeah, it was exciting. It's been a long year wait, a short pre-season, but it's been good to get out there and have a game and obviously get a point from it.
Yes.
Your former teammate, Emily Van Egmond, scored first, and she doesn't play for us anymore. City, she's who she plays for now. How did it feel playing against her?
Look, she's a good player, and she plays for her country and does well for the Matildas. So it was obviously a challenge for us playing against someone like Emily and all the other players in that team. But, look, it's exciting to be up against a player like that. And, obviously, she scored a goal. But I think other than that, we held her a little bit. Look, Libby and Claire did a very good job against Emily. And it was exciting to again, play against some players like Emily.
Tegan Collister, it was about the 60th minute, I think, you managed to equal those scores, which must have been a relief. And to start the season with a draw, maybe you'd like to start with a win, I guess, but a draw, we'll take it. And there's a lot of excitement about the level of playing that was on the field at number 2 on Sunday night. How are you feeling about how the team came together?
Yeah, that's something we've been working on in our big 4 weeks of pre-season, is playing as a team and obviously having some younger girls and local talent there and no big stars and no Americans. Deans has definitely driven that into us girls about working hard and working for each other, and I thought that showed on the weekend.
Lovely to have your first game at home. This weekend is away, not too far away, which is nice, Western Sydney, and I know a lot of supporters will be heading down there. You're taking on Western Sydney, who are coming off a win 2-1 against Adelaide United last week. How are you feeling ahead of that match? What's changed this week before taking on Western Sydney?
We actually haven't had a training session yet because of the short turnaround, playing Sunday then Thursday. So we'll know a little bit more tonight about what we're going to do against Western Sydney. But I guess we can take the positives from Melbourne City into the game on the weekend. Obviously, the way we played may change a little bit depending on the opposition and what Deansy and the coaches have studied about Wanderers. But look, they've had some really good signings as well. I think they've got 3 of the winning NWSL players in their team, and they've got Courtney Vine, who came from us last year, so we know what those players can do. So it's going to be another tough game. I think each game we have is going to be as tough as it was on the weekend, but let's hope we can get 3 points.
Cassidy Davis is here on ABC Newcastle, the co-captain of the Jets W League side. Cassidy, women's football is on the up and up, well, right around the world, but here in Australia, of course, a lot of it supported by that grassroots movement of girls coming through the sport. What is it like to be a W League player at the moment? Are you working another job while you're training? How do you make it happen?
Yeah, it's tough for us. Obviously, the minimum wage is not where it exactly needs to be at the moment, but it's getting better. So for a lot of us girls, we work and study. For myself, I'm studying primary school teaching at Newcastle Uni and working part-time at the Jets office in the community industry. So, yeah, it's busy for me, and I know a lot of the other girls are studying. We've got a lot of people working full-time, part-time, and studying. Even some of the girls are studying in Sydney. So it's tough to juggle everything, but I guess it's what we need to do, and we need to make sure we keep driving this equality and making sure that when these grassroots girls do get to where we are, that they've got equal rights and don't have to work and study and can play full-time.
And Cassidy, I know you're studying primary school teaching, but if the opportunity arose, would you be a professional footballer?
Full-time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's what I want to do. I'm doing the teaching, obviously, because I love it, but when I do finish football And yeah, it's important for all those young professionals, and I guess even some of the men are starting to do it as well, and having that that career for when you do finish football.
Do you get to engage much with the girls, but, you know, boys too, certainly, who are involved at that junior soccer level in our region?
Yeah, for sure. We do a lot of stuff with the Jets promotional-wise when we go out and see lots of young boys and girls. And for myself, I do a bit of coaching as well at Warners Bay where I play in the local comp. So, yeah, definitely with a lot of young boys, and they're just as keen as the girls are, and it's great to see that we do get a lot of young boys as well as girls at our games.
Cassidy, the way I heard the game described on Sunday night is that if we can draw against half the Matildas who are playing in the other side, then we can do anything and bring on this season. So well done, congratulations, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's Cassidy Davis, co-captain of the Jets W League.
So exciting to be on the cusp of that new season. Thank you, Cassidy.